T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But to talk anything and everything that is hockey, our good buddy Aaron Sims, the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us. Aaron, how you been, pal?
Hi, Bill. I'm great, thanks. It's a beautiful day, 10 degrees. The Admirals are heading to Winnipeg this weekend, so it's warming us up for that, so to speak.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask, and I know this is completely off the sports path, but how's the new dog taken to the ice?
Bender has been great. Bender has taken on an entirely new PR attention for the Admirals, I guess. That's not the best way to say it, but yeah, he's been good. He was on the ice a couple of times and seems to be figuring it out. So it's been fun to have him around.
For those that don't know, the Admirals have a new dog, and the dog is cute as hell, and they've been bringing the puppy on the ice, and they've got a lot of videos. So follow the Admirals on Instagram and on Facebook and such. You'll see it there all the time. So I want to start out in the NHL real quick, just to kind of pick your brain a little bit. Boston on top in the Atlantic, Washington on top in the Metropolitan. The Blackhawks, for many of Blackhawks fans in the area, they are right now sucking swamp water in the bottom of the Central and the Western Conference. But the St. Louis Blues are back in a big way. Nashville, the parent company for you guys, just a step above the Blackhawks. What is going on over in the Central, man?
It's been what we thought it would, to a degree, in the fact that St. Louis has been very good. Dallas has been good for the most part. Chicago has been a little better, and it's funny because we think maybe Chicago is going to sneak in, and then they drop back a little bit, and they're hovering around. I think Chicago is probably where we thought they would be this season, although they have made some very shrewd moves over the last couple of seasons, and they're going to get back sooner than they are later. They've got some money tied up and all of that. Once they figure out everything going on there, that Chicago Blackhawks team is going to be pretty good. Nashville is one of the most head-scratching teams that there is. They on paper, I think a lot of people in the offseason were going to give them the Stanley Cup, and it just hasn't worked out. Whether it's chemistry, they've changed the coaches, they've tried to do a lot of different things. The goaltending has not been good, which historically it always has been. So it's been a very, very strange season. St. Louis is a team to watch, though. They could very well repeat. They've been magnificent all year, although they had the scary incident with Jay Bouwmeester, where he had a cardiac event on the bench the other night, and they had to revive him with some paddles. So he seems to be okay, but whether he comes back or he likely won't come back this season. Hopefully he comes back sometime in his career. But St. Louis, they might be in the market for another defenseman, because Jay Bouwmeester is a guy that plays, gives them a lot of minutes. So the Central has been pretty good. The Pacific, I don't know that there's anything that really stands out in the West. It's kind of the Central, and as you said, Boston and Washington are the two teams that I really look at this year.
I look at Nashville, and they've had just a myriad of injuries. Yarncroc has been down with that injury. Their center, Ellis, is on the injury reserve. Sissons has been on the – I mean, just there's so many guys that have been just banged up. Has it just been injuries this year because that have really kind of been detrimental to the Predators, or has it been other things?
No, it's been other things. Their best players have not been their best players. There have been a few injury problems, like Victor Arvidsson has been hurt, but – his points per game, his shots per game are down a great deal. Roman Josi has been playing at an all-world caliber, playing like an all-world caliber defenseman, and should be in the conversation with John Carlson. They should be 1-2 in the Norris Trophy discussion at the end of the season for the league's best defenseman. But other than that, Nashville has been one big disappointment. Ryan Johansson's not putting up points like he has in the past. Matt Duchene is not really doing that. Kyle Turris, and they have a lot of money tied up in these guys, in those three particularly. So when they're struggling, it's just been rough. And then on top of that, like I said, at least through the first two-thirds of the season, Pekka and Yusei Saros, who have been arguably the best goaltending tandem in hockey for the last couple of seasons, they've been the worst goaltending tandem in hockey this season. And It just, for whatever reason, everything is just off in Nashville this year. That being said, the guys who have been performing very well were in Milwaukee this season. Yakov Trenin went up, and he's been magnificent for them. Colin Blackwell has gone up and given the Predators a lot of great minutes. Jared Tenorti, the Admirals captain, has found himself on the second pairing as a defenseman in the absence of Ryan Ellis. So the guys who have gone up from Milwaukee have shown very well, and we're very excited about that.
I know you guys got a lot of stuff coming up, and I want to make sure that we get some of the Admirals chatter in. You guys, first of all, coming off of a nice 2-1 win last night. You're back at it again tonight with some AHL TV to go along with it. The same thing coming up this weekend. But you've got performances coming up. You've got Darren Hayter bobblehead coming up. You got a championship jersey coming up. You've got coming up in March. I know that you guys have REO Speedwagon, the post-game conference or concert coming up. I mean, you guys got a lot of stuff coming up down at the UW Panther Arena.
Yeah, it's the 50th season of Admirals hockey. We're wearing every jersey. Then you mentioned next weekend, Darren Hayter. Well, first, on the 19th, the Admirals are back home, and that's against second-place Iowa. That's going to be a huge game. Iowa is red hot, and they're starting to nip at the heels of the Admirals, despite the fact that the Admirals have points in all but nine games this year. So that's going to be a heck of a hockey game. And then on the 21st, Darren Hayter bobblehead night, plus Darren will be there. The Admirals will retire his number. Just the sixth number retired in Admirals history. The Admirals will wear their 2004 Calder Cup championship jerseys that weekend, and those will be auctioned off to benefit the MS Society. Darren Hayter was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis a few years ago while he was still playing in the American Hockey League, and it's a cause near and dear to Darren, obviously, and to the Admirals, so the proceeds will go to that. And then the 22nd of February, that same weekend, Russell Dickerson, country star, will perform a post-game concert. Like you said, REO Speedwagon is coming up in March. There's a lot of cool things going on. You can go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com and find out all about it.
There you go, buddy. I love a radio man that knows he's going to hit the post. It's always a pleasure, Aaron. You be good. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck. You guys are kicking ass right now. Way to go.
Thanks, Bill. It's been fun. Thank you, Tom.
Talk to you later. The Milwaukee Admirals' best record in the AHL, and a big one coming up, like you said, with Iowa, who's only a couple of points back. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.